Our scripture lesson from the gospel is John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. This is one of the I am statements of Jesus in the gospel of John, and this is often known as the Good Shepherd Discourse. So this is John chapter 10, starting at verse 1. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke all have the story of Jesus being in the desert or the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And this is often the story with which we begin the season of Lent. And with the narrative lectionary, we've had the years from Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and that was the emphasis. John gives us a chance to come at the story from another way. We don't have that temptation narrative in the desert, but instead, we're able to begin Lent with words of comfort. Even if you have very ambitious plans for Lent, knowing exactly what you're going to give up and knowing all the positive disciplines you're going to begin, and since today is the first day of Lent, perhaps you already began, and even if you're here without any ambitions or much thought about Lent at all of us are invited to begin Lent by hearing words of comfort from Jesus. Not anything that we have to do, but simply to hear Jesus say, "I am the Good Shepherd." And we recognize Jesus' voice. And we can begin Lent simply by listening for that voice. That voice that says that I am the Good Shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. And each time Jesus says, "I am," whether it's "I am the bread of life," "I am the resurrection of life," "I am the good shepherd," Jesus is recalling those words that God spoke to Moses at Sinai. When Moses asked God for the holy name and God said, "I am who I am." And so in doing this, Jesus is saying that he is from God, of God, with God. And so Jesus is not only calling himself the Good Shepherd here, but even going back to the 23rd Psalm, Jesus is saying, "I am the Lord. I am the Lord whose shepherd is yours, and I will lead you to the green pastures and the still waters. And so we are invited to begin this Lent with these words of comfort. And even just to imagine, the Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Can we truly comprehend a God who loves us with such abandon, such intensity, that God is willing to lay down God's own life? It's an amazing thing. And it's also amazing that God has this very same kind of love for strangers, neighbors, even our enemies. This is a very inclusive love. And as we hear these words of comfort, Jesus does invite us to follow. And mixing his metaphors, he says, I am the door. He's also the shepherd, but he's also the door. And so Jesus is the way that we leave the enclosure to go out to pasture. Jesus leads us through the pasture. And we can follow Jesus. And as a church, we can ask ourselves, what does it mean for the church to lay down its life for the sheep? What does it mean for the church to lay down its life for the benefit of those who are on the margins? There is a remarkable passage in our Presbyterian Book of Order that talks about the church's mission. And it says that the church is to do its mission even at the risk of its own life. The church's number one mission is not survival, but to do what Jesus would have us do, and to learn what it means to lay down our lives just as Jesus lays down his lives for us. Now, this does not mean that we should have a martyr complex. Far from it. Because in verse 10, Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. It's just that the secret to the abundant life is not having an inordinate focus on only what we want, but adopting spiritual practices of discernment to know how we can help others have life. How can we help others flourish? Jesus gives us a picture of the abundant life again in verse 19 when he says, I lay down my life in order to take it up again. In laying down our lives for the sheep, we end up finding life. We end up finding the abundant life. Amen.